Hello, lovely listeners. Welcome back to the Latina Vida 360 Career Hacks podcast. This is Cristina Trujillo at Latina Vida, your host for today's career hacks. Before we dive into today's tips, let's marinate on this powerful quote by Robert Fulghum. Quote, "I believe that imagination is stronger than knowledge, that myth is more potent than history, that dreams are more powerful than facts, that hope always triumphs over experience, that laughter is the only cure for grief, and I believe that love is stronger than death," end quote. It's worth taking that in for a second. It's just so powerful. Don't you agree, mujeres and allies? Well, for many of us, the signs of spring are all around. But Dios mío, for those of you in the Midwest, we send some thoughts your way as it looks like spring is on back order. But no matter where you live, with the season changing, it may be your tradition to either take a spring break, clean out your closets, because yes, it's time to take those tacones that look good but never got worn to Goodwill. Or you may want to get outside for some mindful gardening. Spring can also be a great time to check your mindset, revisit your not-to-do list, refresh the goals you have for the year, and yes, to stir up your hope for renewal. As you know, April is actually the start of the next physical quarter. And if you've been to our workshop, you have created a career playbook that now has a new set of activities to bring your work-life vision into reality. Spring is the universal reminder that life has its seasons, and we are here to offer some inspiration to build a mindset of success, renewal, and yes, hope. So now it's time to get into today's career hacks. Uno, dos, y tres. Let's do this con ganas. So here we go. Tip number one, numero uno. Go from surviving to thriving. This can be challenging, but not impossible, as many of us grew up as children of immigrants, or myself as a first-gen immigrant, where there may have been limited family resources at different times. Some of us even witnessed how the Great Recession impacted our family's quality of life in very negative ways. Unfortunately, we can come out of those circumstances seeing ourselves as victims of the economic inequity that sadly keeps growing in the U.S. today. Our personal history creates a theme of living to survive, even after we've come through and created a new life for ourselves. That experience with scarcity sets us up to believe that we cannot try to have more than just the basics to live. So ask yourself if you've set a picture for yourself of perpetual struggle and what it will mean for you to replace that picture with one of you thriving. We recommend creating a vision board that changes the themes in your life from surviving to thriving, to being at the top of your game, to having the resources you need to take care of yourself and your family, or to support your community. So, with a new set of life themes, let's jump to tip number two, numero dos. Create a growth mindset versus fixed. The impact of your mindset, those broadly established attitudes about life or work, is tremendous on your life. Dr. Carol Dweck found that when people experience failure, some see it as a chance to learn and grow, while others take it as a major setback and get discouraged. She called these two different reactions the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. This research is so powerful. It has led some companies to build their culture around reinforcing and supporting a growth mindset. We recommend taking her online quiz at mindsetonline.com and see if you might want to build that growth mindset. It takes listening to what you say to yourself about yourself, your day, your work, the negative labels, and challenging those ideas. So make it a habit to notice your personal best each day. Like that one moment you did a great job, and write that down. Or speak into your phone's voice recorder to reinforce a new vision of yourself. You got that? All right. So now on to our last tip. Tip number 3. Número 3. Get inspired. Find your personal place for hope. This is paramount. As the 24 hours newsfeed, the ubiquitous screen that's always on means that each day you get exposed to news that can be harsh and sobering. Regardless of where you stand on the political spectrum, it's clear the nation is divided. It's clear we have much to do to safeguard the planet's future. It's clear lives are being disrupted by income and social inequity. At the same time, there are amazing efforts and every community taking place today to make things better. So jump in, volunteer, support a cause, help a nonprofit. It will give you more than you realize to be part of the solution for all of humanity's needs today. Personally, my big takeaway of today's LV360 career hacks on spring cleaning and revitalizing our mindset are to use our strong imagination for the creation of our vision board. Cultivate our dreams with a growth mindset and love one another so much that we become part of a greater cause to save humanity and Mother Earth. Okay, familia, there you have it. LV360 career hacks for this week. Thank you for listening. And remember, if you'd like to support our work, look for us on patreon.com to make a donation. If you would like to be featured on our next mini podcast, please leave us a message or a recorded message in the Anchor app, letting us know how you're using these career hacks for your success. And P.S., go now to your social media platforms and connect with us for additional valuable resources and tips. That's it for now. Thank you for listening, and remember to live your vida with intention. Abrazos, amigos. Bye-bye for now.